everybody. Well, today is our wonderful CBS program. And the date today is the fifth month, which is May. And it's the 14th, and we have 2016. I'm going to clear the date for everybody. Here we go. So clearing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's release aliens out there that are maybe around you, through you, in you, watching you, or just in the vicinity so they can get released. I'm going to count to 100 to do that. And just see if your body, you know, kind of shimmers or twitches or shakes or you yawn a lot. That's an indication that you're having some relief from them and they're leaving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. Get a little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. Ugh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And next we'll release from you a situation that you're dealing with. So think of a situation. Here we go. Releasing that. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to go to the light ship in about 5 minutes. We had one request from, I believe, somebody who needed that. So because they couldn't stay on any longer under the show, probably overseas or something. So we're going to go to the light ship in 5 minutes. And I'll talk about, we had a lot of people requesting or asking about their spirit energies. Maybe they think it's not staying with them or it's not on timelines or just need to have some self-empowerment to help yourself out because maybe the energies of the darkness is working with the mind energy. And sometimes that can give you indications that your spirit's not with you or you feel all this, you know, tremendous energy coming in to take you on other timelines. So I know we have some special shows on Contact Talk Radio, and they're archived. Can you recall what they are, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everybody. Yes, Ron has Contact Talk Radio archives. They're easily found on his homepage, creationlightship.com. You can just click on the icon button there to the right. It's blue. It says CTR Radio Archives. Click on that, and you'll find them easily. And some listeners who would be interested in some of the topics that Ron just mentioned regarding losing spirit or feeling like it was stolen or feeling low energy, Ron dedicates a lot of shows to that particular topic. And so the way to find those programs, there's about 34 of them, is to go by date. And one of the dates was November 8th. 2012. The other one is November 15th, 2012. I'll say that lower. And then another one is May 23rd of 2013. That one's called Body, Spirit, Body Blueprint and Spirit Renewal. Body Blueprint and Spirit Renewal on May 23rd, 2013. And it talks a lot about, in detail, what Ron discusses in bits and pieces on this particular program on BBS Radio. So there you go, Ron. Over to you.
Okay, so let's go to the light ship, everybody. And we do this on every Saturday show. To go there, you must be live, listening live on the program. With the archive listening, you're going to feel the peace energy. And you can suggest one physical healing you'd like to have because it works with your physical body. Don't ask for enlightenment or you have some kind of mental thing. It's strictly physical body conditions. So think of one situation you're dealing with your physical body. And we'll go into different rooms on the light ship to facilitate that. You can also bring up your animal, pet, flower, pea garden plants. So we're going to do that right now. You may be bilocated out of time. So you're going to be where you are now, plus the bilocation process puts you on the light ship with what you're wearing and how you look and everything else instantly. And then the light beings will work with you according to your request of what you'd like to have work with. So you need to figure out or judge yourself to figure out one thing that's going on with you that you want to have some assistance with. So here we go, everybody. We're going up. One, two, three, four, five, and your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with you. And we're going to go into the first room, which is the detox room, which is what I call the hot tub room. There's a lot of really nice feeling gels in the hot tubs, different colors. I'm seeing the color of green at this moment here. And remember, you're out of time, so even though it sounds like you're in a room for maybe a half a minute here, being out of time could be much, much longer. So here we go. In the hot tub room with the green gel, we're going to go into a room now that has the crystal energy. This is crystal, looks like clear quartz, and it's like a large geode. And all the points are active for healing you, so request your healing. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. I'm going to go into the room with deers. People like to have deers show up on these calls. So there's three deers coming to you to help you with your healing and request your healing and also ask your body to accept the healing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're going to go into a room which is the centrifuge room. This is used to release more stubborn type of energies that you have a hard time with getting rid of. Extra blockages. So see if we can help you out with that here. So here we go. Think of your situation. And I'll use the word stronger to bring the energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'm going to go into a room which has bumblebees. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Request your healing. And another room, looks like I'm going to go a room with the rainforest. So here we go, a rainforest room, very beautiful. Here comes this energy, stronger, stronger, and stronger. And looks like one final room we're going to, this will be the one with the horses. So here we go, horse room, stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay. And we'll come back from the light ship now. And our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us now. So here we go, coming back down, and I'll count to five. You're going to feel things kind of connect to you down here through the energies which we have on this planet here, energetic cordings a little bit. So here we go, coming down as things attach to you. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. That was our light ship healing for the night. And let's see here. I'm going to do a clearing here a little bit where I take you in and out of your body. And this will help to realign your spirit properly. So here we go. So I'll use the word out and in to do this here. So out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in. Out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in, out and in. There we go. So if your spirit was maybe a little crooked or and not going into your legs, you should feel a little heavier now. May have some tingling in your legs. And you should feel, you know, a little maybe denser and also just feel like you're more intact in your body. So, I'll turn it over to you. Kathy, are you out there?
Oh, yes. I'm feeling my spirit. I'm checking my legs, Ron. You mentioned, do they feel a little heavier? And yes, they do, on that realignment of spirit. Ron, can you give us a little bit more instruction on when we should command our spirit out and in of our body? In what reference point?
That's a good one. You might try it once a day and just see if that helps you, you know. I can't tell you exactly when during the day, but you could ask it to come in properly. Because you do have that availability to do that yourself, and just see how it works out. But remember, your spirit has to come back into you, so you don't want to let it hang out there for quite a while. That's why I continuously talk out to them. So command your spirit to do this, and you command on your spirit to come into your legs, and then up to your body. So that's the way it should be working. So you want to command it to come in. In fact, we'll do it right now. So we're going to now command our spirits to come in to our body after it comes out. So it's going to be coming out, and it's going to be coming in through your feet, your ankles, your knees, your waist, coming up to your shoulders, top of your head, and out, and then coming back in the same way through your feet coming up again. So let's do that again here. So one, coming out and in, 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 out and in. There we go. Okay, everybody, see how you're feeling now.
Well, I'm doing a check, Ron. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm suddenly very aware of my legs. And I've heard you say in the past, when we've talked about this before, that you have seen people's spirits walking along beside them, outside them, and also backwards. So if we ask them or command our body to go through our legs up to our head, we should also ask it to face forward.
Yes, that would be good, yes, because I have seen people, if your spirit is crooked in your body or maybe facing to the right, you're going to have more awareness there. I won't say that as psychic awareness, but it could be. But you have just more awareness to your left if it's facing to your left, you know, and it's 9 degrees out. So you definitely want to have it facing forward where you're looking. That's where you're going to be walking. You want to have that awareness in front of you, not alongside of you. So back to you.
Well, Ron, it seems to me you talk about this a lot, and yet we talk about so many things, so it's easy to kind of forget this one step, but it seems to me that you've instructed us in the past to command of our body to realign our spirit this way so that we can better utilize or receive the healings online. And also, if we're timeline crashing, physical conditions. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I think that's a point we need to continue to make so people understand why we're even talking about this, because it's good to hear it on the radio, yes, you know, when Ron does it for us, but when we're all day, every day, working on our computers, doing online healings, then, and we want to do that as well, at least, like he said, maybe once a day, if we think we aren't really feeling it, or it's not working, or we just feel like, you know, it's probably a good common sense insurance thing to do, just to make sure we are receiving, you know, the healings in the proper alignment. And
yep.
Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, that's very good. And just know that you're not really going to have the awareness if your spirit is with you or not, okay? Because it's normally always with you. I'll address a question that some people ask. They go, Ron, I don't know if I'm in my body enough, or am I, you know, really here? Am I in the beyondo? Well, the easiest way to find out, the quickest, fastest way, is to pinch yourself. So give yourself a pinch. You don't want it to turn black or blue naturally, but pinch yourself. And at that point, just before you have some pain maybe, you're going to have your spirit return to you automatically. There's nothing mentally that you have to do. Just pinch yourself, and it will come back into your body instantly. So if you're worried about it being out, and you think you're talking to your spirit, or something's telling you that it's not in your body or anything like that, that's just the dark side talking to you. Give yourself a pinch, and your spirit will always come back to your body. because it wants to know what's happening. And then at that point, it'll be with you. Then you may want to do the in and out so that it's in your body properly. So this is, I don't want to use the word spirit retrieval. That's kind of what it is, but there's, that word has been used. And a lot of people doing spirit retrievals are not doing it at all, but they have the verbiage. So just pinch yourself very easily, you know. Maybe just pinch your wrist or something, or forearm, and if you are not in your body, it'll come back. The other way to check is look at your eyes. If your eyes are all black and empty and nothing coming out of your eyes, then you're possessed, we'll say, without this stuff in you, and you know automatically that you're not in your body. So, you know, just look at people who are maybe alcoholics or whatever. They're going to see their eyes darkened all the time. Or drug users. So, you know, you can just go on TV and see that, you know. Look at some of the rock band, you know, and check out the people's eyes when they're playing. And you're going to see the ones, you know, or like Charlie Manson, you know, look at those eyes. So you know how those look. And the bodies get taken over. It's not necessarily... the person's a bad person. Maybe they did too many drugs or too much other things, and their spirit left them, but they don't know the difference. But you do lose that energy. So if you don't look like somebody that's like one of the rock stars that has had too many drugs and their eyes are all vacant and black looking, then, you know, at that point, if you don't look like that, your spirit's with you. And don't allow yourself to be told by some entity inside of your head that your spirit's gone. And also, don't have the darkness use your body by maybe meditating. If you do that, hopefully not, or staying in bed too long, or just doing something to where you think that you're getting your guidance from the beyond all or whatever, or from your spirit, and you don't get up because, you know, you're in bed for 3 hours. I've had a lot of people talk about that, about meditation. They think they're getting all this information. And not all they're doing is being used. You know, the energy from the darkness is just sucking all the stuff out of the people. So that's the hard part. So back to you, Kathy.
The good news is that even if our spirit leaves our body, as Ron just said, we can call it back, quickly pinch ourselves. And maybe that would be a good thing to do when we first wake up in the morning, kind of give it a pinch there. Give ourselves a pinch. That'll really wake us up, won't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely will.
Yeah, and now this is such a good tool to know about, Ron, and I'm glad we're really talking about this, too. And you've dedicated a couple of radio programs to it, and one of them we mentioned last night, Friday night, May 13th, when people were asking about the out and in spirit alignment, and it was offered that they could listen to it on an archive, which they can find easily on the top of the fast chat feedback form. There's a box, it's a gray box, and it says reminders. There's a bunch of different topics, but on the reminders one, there's click on that. And there's a lot of different programs that Ron has done and tools, like he's just now talked about, that can help us with our spirit coming back to our body or being realigned. And there's a program there where he discusses, just like he did, the realignment of spirit into the body. And so that archive is on that program, on that link where it says reminders. Just we put it there just to make it easy for people to find, very handy. While you're already on the fast chat feedback form page, that's located on BBS Radio and .com for Creation Lightship Healing. And then also, Ron, just wanted to let you know that. Well, one of your dedicated longtime listeners has kindly made an audio clip of you saying out and in for the spirit. And that can be utilized for those who want to download it to their computer or save it as an MP3 on their laptop and or cell phone to use while they're doing healings. You can also put it on your tablet or your iPad. And that's very handy and convenient, and we really appreciate that, listener. And I'd like to offer it again. We offered it last night for the first time. We're going to offer it again for anyone who might have missed yesterday's radio program, that if you ask for it, we'll definitely send you the MP3 link of the out and in of Ron saying out and in for realignment of spirit. So that is available now for us anytime. You can ask for it anytime, of course, if you're listening to an archive. Anyway, so thank you very much, listener, and we really appreciate your care and participation on behalf of all other listeners, too. Okay, so, Ron, maybe we could... make a little announcement here today. Ron held the May first intensive conference call. It was the 4-hour ascension preparation call where he took us on the creation light ship, much like he did earlier in this program, went to various healing areas. As he says, those healings only work in the now, so it won't work on an archive, but you'll definitely enjoy the peace energy. And tomorrow will be the continuation of the 8-hour healing intensive conference call. It will continue tomorrow, May 15th, then the 22nd, the following Sunday, and the following Sunday after that, the 29th. So the next 3 Sundays will, if you've registered for the healing intensive conference calls, those will begin at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, and they will last throughout the day with Ron doing all the guiding through the healing areas while we listen through the phone. You can be absentee if you'd like. If you're calling in or registered from another country, please do send Ron an email, and on the subject line just put absentee conference call May whatever date it is. And he'll understand what that means, and you'll be as good as in. You don't always have to, you know, listen to Ron to hear what's going on, although it's very enjoyable and nice to, you know, understand what particular areas he's going to, and to talk to the light beings about what areas you want to have healed. So, but you can do that ahead of time. Isn't that correct, Ron? And they can prepare water ahead of time. Isn't that correct, if they're absentee?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, if you're absentee, definitely have water containers out, and I probably have 6 of them out. You know, and you can mark. We never use silver water, gold water, mouthwash water, copper water, pain release water, and just maybe something else. So I'd have probably 6 bottles of water out, you know, that you could use when you get back home. And just decide which one you want to have. You know, if you get back home when it's real late, then, you know, they could last maybe for half the day of the next day. But at least get some benefit out of, you know, what we have there. And we probably do sleeping water, too. So that could be the 6 waters that we do for people. But they only last for 1 day, so just know that. So back to you.
Ron, that's very inclusive of you to... make absentee available, and because we are going to be out of time, so to speak, out of linear time, that is. So for those listeners and those who are wanting to go for the healing from other countries, of which you have a few, or from other time zones, can just simply email you, and do you check your emails during the conference call, Ron, so that if they're, you know, not sure that they were going to be absentee but suddenly find themselves absentee, that they can let you know at a moment's notice?
Well, if they're on the call initially, it's okay. So only the people that may not be on the beginning of the call or something.
Okay, so if you're already pre-registered, you're in, but the thing is, Ron does a check-in over the phone for... you don't necessarily have to be there. You know, he just does a roll call for people that call in to say hello. Right, Ron?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think people sometimes believe when they're new that they have to have been there to you know, that you had to hear their voice and their whole list of family members who were supposed to be on the call. But that's not necessarily the case. So I'd like to make that known because it's, you know, it can take a little bit of time to get through all that for Ron when he wants to, you know, get on with it. The most important thing really is to have your water ready. That's what takes some time for on our end. Lots of water glasses. And I'm saying this, you know, I know a lot of people know this, but we do have some new listeners and new registrants. So this gives you a little heads up to have all that ready ahead of time and also to call in at least 10 minutes early. Okay, so let's get to the questions, Ron. Now we've made some announcements, and we can make some more announcements before the end of the program, too. We have a question about the darkness from Earth, and a listener is wondering if there is about 20%, he's wondering about 20% of the dark forces, have they been released from the Earth, or what would you say the percentage is?
I have no clue.
Okay.
So that's hard to comment on. So I don't know.
Okay. And someone's asking, what is in the spirit body renewal clearing? The body blueprint spirit renewal that we mentioned earlier that they can listen to about on Contact Talk Radio. And so we have a list here of what's on that, what's discussed on that program. Can I read it real quick here, Ron?
Sure, that's great.
Okay, well, if they want to integrate their spirit with their body, they want to get more cleared out of densities and darkness, the program discusses how the use of the body system rejuvenation healing works for each particular body function system. And here are the body functions. And this is described on Contact Talk Radio, so don't worry about trying to remember or to take notes. It's already written there. The first one, circulatory. The second function system is digestive. Third is endocrine. Fourth is excretory. Fifth is immune. Sixth is muscular. Seventh is nervous. Eight is reproductive system. Nine is respiratory system. 10 is skeletal system. 11 is urinary system. 12 is the lymphatic system. 13 is hormonal system. 14 is oxygen enhancement. And also another option to enter your own specific area you need help with. So that will, if you listen to that program, and if you want to buy this clearing, I think it's like $50. And the it will help you a lot if you feel like so many of us have, like, wow, something's really missing, my spirit, my this, my that, you know, I feel so disconnected, disjointed, I'm not together, my body's really out of whack, I've been a mess all my life. If you've got, you know, that sort of kind of thinking going on and you want to clear these things out at an energetic level, your spirit will then have room to go into these areas. And Ron has very carefully crafted this healing for detailed, like it says, renewal. I mean, the light beings will go in there and try to put your body back together the way it was originally designed. That's got to be a heck of a job. And so this healing does take some time. But it's well worth it. And since then, Ron has designed also the conference calls he's been conducting lately on a body organ rejuvenation, of which he's going to offer again. He only has done one. Now he's going to offer another one because of popular request. So, Ron, maybe I should announce that. You've scheduled that already. We announced it last week for Monday, June 27th. So I want to mention it again for people who plan ahead because June is next month already. Monday, June 27th. It'll be following the VBS program on Monday. And that cost is $50. So I do hope that the people who requested it will have caught the announcements Michelle and Ann made, and also tonight, that they're, you know, we've been mentioning this since for about a week, the last few shows. But, you know, not everyone can catch every program, Ron. So Monday, June 27th for the Body Organ Restoration Call. And everyone who was on it, Ron got a lot of high praise for that, for the way people felt inside. It was like, it really kind of like completed you. If you've had a lot of the other clearings, a lot of the whole life clearings, this would be like the next step, getting right into those body organs. Wouldn't you say, Ron, wasn't it designed for like more advanced of a clearing for us?
Yeah, so the more clearings that you have had, the more room there will be for your spirit to come in. That's the whole process. That's why you want to have clearings, to allow your spirit to come in. You're not getting, you know, like more light or being, you know, going into a higher frequency or whatever. You're just reclaiming what you lost. And so that's what's happening, is that you're having these energies come to you from your spirit. The energy is your spirit. And so as you work with cleaning out your body, getting rid of the darkness which forced your spirit out of your body, then as you clear out that location, then you have more spirit energy, which makes you glow more. You start feeling better. Your eyes look brighter. It's not because you're raising vibration, because you are becoming who you are, which is your spirit energy. Back to you.
So Ron's offering these conference calls a little bit more often than he used to, because so many of us have done many healings now online, and also with the every month intensives, the physical rejuvenation intensives, that he sees more things in us that could use a little attention. And so we're very fortunate to have these opportunities. Ron has another conference call that he's planning to do, a repeat of the shackles removal / enslavement conference call. And he has done one earlier in the year, but saw that some people weren't able to attend, and also it's such a heavy kind of a healing that we could all benefit from another round of it, removal. And so he scheduled the shackles removal enslavement call for Saturday, May 28th. He confirmed that yesterday. And so if you want to mark that on your calendar, if you want to do that again, that will be through a PayPal donation of $30. That's coming up in just 2 weeks. And then Ron will, you will forward that PayPal donation receipt to Ron at his email, which is creationlightship@yahoo.com. And then he will in turn email you back the phone call-in number and the access code that you'll need, the PIN number. And then you'll be ready for the call. It is a phone-in type of thing. So that's how we're doing this, through PayPal. Also, the June 27th one will be through a donation of PayPal. That's $50. The shackles removal is $30. Okay, so, Ron, unless you have anything you'd like to interject, I can move on to the questions.
Yeah, questions are great.
All right, next question. How to remove procrastination permanently? This is something we can all relate to. Someone's got procrastination they want to move the energy out of. Over to you.
Well, I can't say permanently, so let's just take that word away. So how do you work on procrastination? Well, boy, are you being energetically quartered by somebody taking the energy away from you? Are you under a psychic attack to have that done? So you may want to check that out first, because it may not even be you causing it. So remember, you know, like we mentioned, or I mentioned when the call first started, some people could be like laying in bed or in the couch and they want to do something during the day and they don't feel like they're doing it because somebody's hitting them with a psychic attack and or the darkness is connecting to your energies, taking it away from you. So you're feeling drained and tired, and now you're procrastinating. So it may not even be you. It may be something else outside of yourself. Remember, everything works either internally or externally. You have to decide which one it is. Is your genetics causing the problem, or is it something from the beyond, or somebody, your neighbor or boss or somebody doing something to you, giving you that condition? So that's the way it works. Is it internal or external? You got to decide that to kind of figure out what's going on. So back to you.
And you also have a healing called self-empowerment that they might want to take a look at. I think that's $50 for a month, and it has a lot of those kinds of issues in it, and a whole lot more, actually, that some things that could possibly, like Ron just mentioned, cause you to want to procrastinate. You're blocked with your own energy. And the self-empowerment clearing helps to unblock those things. And also, they want to know how to remove an event that happened in the past. They have two separate occasions. And again, they're asking permanently. Over to you.
Okay, we'll take the way permanently, because that doesn't exist, okay? You can't get rid of anything. Well, if you die, that'd be permanent. So, you know, but then it could follow you in timelines, bringing it into your next lifetime. So we'll take the word permanently away from that. Timeline crashes is what I would probably attempt doing, and then find out what whole lifetime clearing is, you know, connected to that. Because sometimes the whole lifetime clearings can, you know, actually get it released from you, but you have to figure out which one to use. And if you're really confused about life, then do the self-empowerment clearing. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I just wanted to mention to the listeners that when we do go to the Creation Light Ship, there is a list of the various healing areas. This is for the some new listeners have requested this, Ron. They're wondering, how do we know, you know, where to go and make suggestions. So, again, if you go to the Fast Chat feedback form that's listed on the BBS Radio Creation Light Ship page, at the top of that feedback form page is a gray area with a lot of links, and you'll find where it says rooms, and the healing rooms are right there, as well as a picture of the light being, which is a drawing of the light being, and also some instructions. And there's four pages of healing areas. So that's a good reminder for other listeners, too, who like to send in requests ahead of time. There are a lot of other areas that we don't really go to all that often, but they do exist in our reality, although the Creation Light Ship has infinite healing room areas and light beings. So there's that. And okay, Ron, so a nice listener comment, if I may continue. One of the listeners had asked for advice from you, Ron, about how to help an ADD child, you know, in an ADHD, with a child with attention deficit disorder or hyperactivity disorder, is it's called in common medical lingo. And so the another listener, who's a longtime listener, she kindly offered some suggestions. She suggested the 2012 Nano Global Cellular Detox clearing that you have. That can be found through doing a search under Nano Detox 2012. Also, the education clearing, maybe even the IQ clearing. The body rejuvenation clearing, especially focusing on the central nervous system of the brain. And they suggested taking the child to the Wednesday Creation Lightship Healing visit that you have during the week, and to get the water activated for them. So what do you think about those suggestions, Ron?
Yeah, those sound very good. You might even try the Spirit Fetus Infusion. I don't know how effective that would be, but it could help, you know, a little bit anyway, because you could put that condition in, and then as the fetus is being formed, then you can go in and maybe request something a little different and just see if you can have something changed maybe. Normally that clearing is designed to have you get more DNA for what your talents would be. But you could try it for that. I don't know how effective it would be, but I would definitely do also, you know, the nano clearing is very good. You could be dealing with something that is not, not from here typically or something, and you may have problems with something from the unseen affecting you or affecting your child anyway. So, you know, some of these things are pretty rough to deal with. But you could have some help with that. So back to you.
Ron, at the beginning of the month, you also announced that you were also going to take volunteers for the Special Elite Freedom Fighter Soldiers who are battling timelines on, in the Beyondo, the fighting the dark forces. And you said that you would take in suggestions from those who were on the conference call. So is that still up for, is that offer still good? I mean, can people still go on the conference call and be enlisted?
I'll probably do it again tomorrow on the 8-hour call. But, we did that on the previous week, so I think we're probably good to go. But I'll do it one more time. I'll do it tomorrow, then I'll also do it on maybe the Tuesday call if somebody reminds me. And that'll be it, then it'll be an actual full weekend. So, back to you.
Okay, now, that's the next. That brings up a subject of someone missed the, if they're going to be absentee and they can't really vocalize it to you, can they send you an email? Or if they missed the call, can they send you the email for it, a request?
Yeah, what you could do is I'll activate the energy for you at midnight and tell me what midnight you want it activated and also what group you want to go into and what your time zone is. And you just have to say out loud that you want to be enlisted into so-and-so. The Hawaiian time-traveling soldier group, and simple as that. And then you probably have some type of, in a sense, a boot camp or learning process, maybe for a day or two, and then you'll be active 24/7. And if that's too much for you, then you may want to specify after you are enlisted, maybe in a week, if it's too much energy taking maybe away from you, or maybe you're losing sleep or something, or you wake up with a sore shoulder, something like that from being out in battles, then you may want to cut that back. Everybody has their own experiences. And like I said, it's not a cakewalk by doing this. It's not something that's, you're going to just think that it's, this is true battling with the aliens. It's not anything that's really light and gentle. So you may have some physical feelings from things going on with your body. So back to you.
That's right. Some people have reported feeling energized, or some people felt an adrenaline rush. Some people have said that they could detect little things in their dreams. They remembered, something just very unusual dreams that they were doing something like that, but it wasn't real clear what they were doing. And of course, they were safe. And no harm done to them here, but it is from another dimension. And most people aren't even aware of it. But we all know it's a good thing. I think that's why so many of your listeners, Ron, are really interested in being enlisted. And so that's very great that you've made that available. We really appreciate that on behalf of everyone who is, you know, trying to assist in, you know, helping the light that way. Next question. A listener last Wednesday asked about some assistance for weight loss. And so we got some good suggestions, and then another one just came in that I hadn't heard, and I think will also be of help, is that Ron already addressed this on several programs, and it's a reminder to everyone who has any kind of physical condition that's unwanted, that Ron already taught us to love it out of our life. And we can listen to the VBS radio show archive of October 1st, 2014, and December 10th of 2014, to love this thing, love it out of your life. I do remember that, Ron, and I wonder if anyone's tried that and if that's happened. It's kind of like contrary to our mental process, but thinking about it, you know, that it could make sense because it's focusing on things that we don't want makes them all the more real. Over to you, Ron, for more explanation, please.
Yeah, to become your reality of what that is, whatever you're dealing with, before you can actually work with the energy to get rid of it. Otherwise, you're attempting to kind of buck the energy because you don't want it, but it's already with you, so it can continue on with you. You have to become your reality. And that's basically the whole process is when you do that, you claim where you are, and you have to own it. And you keep owning it until you hit rock bottom. Normally you're in despair, crying, and everything else, feeling sorry for yourself, on and on, you know. Then after you hit rock bottom, then you keep saying what your condition or problem is, and then you start feeling better because the energy got released from you. And that's why you want to keep doing it. You don't want to stop when you're only, two-thirds the way down to rock bottom, because then you're going to feel all that energy, and it'll be all around you, and you may feel awful. And you may want to get a friend to be with you to help you out. So you have to complete it. You don't stop. And it could take 2 hours, so give yourself a couple hours to do it. And when you get done, you're going to feel wonderful, and the tears will probably come into tears of laughter, wondering why those letters that made up certain words that you're talking about has all this power over you. Remember, those are keywords that are affecting your life, so you're getting rid of the keywords too. Back to you.
And I was just on the reminders page for Creation Light Chip, which is to be found on the VBS Radio Fast Chat feedback form, and I found up at the top where it says reminders in the gray box that that particular archive is listed there. Love it out of your life, it says. It's toward the bottom, and it says here on October 1st, 2014, and December 10th, 2014, it has the link to it, so that's pretty handy. And also the spirit energy connection for the out-in spirit exercises there. You know, pretty much the things we've been talking about on today's program are right here on this page of how to get back our spirit, how to stay in our spirit, how to call our spirit back to our body, how to, stay in our heart center, integrate our spirit with our body, et cetera. It's really a really good page that is all taken from Ron's website, creationlightchip.com, but it's all been consolidated on one handy page. Also, the New Earth Transport Clearing is listed on this reminder page for those who are storing their online clearings in the vault there. As Ron called it, it's a storage place where we're putting our online clearings. We're listing them there. The username and the password is there, so you do not have to go to the key and buy it for a penny. It's right there. And you can use it over and over again for free. And Ron announced at the beginning of this month also a new way to use that healing is to make the, well, Ron, maybe you can help me out here. You said we could we could take the spirit that we are holding in that vault and bring it to the present, to the now, light and energy from where it's stored in the new earth transport clearing, we can command through another healing to bring that energy to us now. And those two healings Ron suggested are healings we may already own. They are the special clearing, whole life clearing, and the light infusion, whole life clearing, light infusion chamber, whole life healing. So Ron said we have to use whole life healing because people suggested something else, this and that, and he said, no, it's got to be whole life healings, and these are the two so far. Is that right, Ron?
Yes, that's correct, because it has to be a whole life so that it goes into your whole lifetime. That's why we have whole lifetime clearing, so it starts at your current age and goes back to conception. So you're putting energy into you from the moment now going back in time to help yourself out. So that's why we have whole lifetime clearing, so that your whole lifetime is cleared out of a situation or issue. But these are mainly the energetic bodies that you're working with, so that's why you need to do that clearing with you on that particular, you know, either the special one or the light infusion clearing. So, yeah, it's very important to do that. So back to you.
Ron, it's come up some confusion on the special clearing. Those who own it say it says present, but that just means present condition, doesn't it? Or does it mean only can you be used once?
Well, I changed it. It can be used more than once now. When I put it up, it was only one time. But you can use it for, you know, a situation that we don't have on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, you know, it'll work for that. But, you know, if you keep talking about the same situation with you, you know, and you're doing it once a week, it's not designed for that whatsoever. It's made to be used maybe, you know, once, twice a year or something like that, where you have a special condition. I made that for people. Maybe they have a problem. Maybe they broke their arm and they go, what can I do with it now? You know, I have a broken arm and I need to have some work done to it. That's what it's designed for. Or maybe you have an operation. That's a special situation. I don't have that on the website. So that's what the special clearing is for. But it could be used for, you know, bringing into you the energies from your earth transport clearing. But it's not designed to be used weekly. You know, it probably will not work that well for you, okay? So remember, it's a special clearing. That's what it's for. It's not to put, you know, everything under the sun in that clearing and use it like weekly or something, because it's not designed for that.
Yeah, not everything under the sun, but if they're dealing with one particular condition and they still have it, they can still run it every day the way they would any other whole life clearing. Yeah.
Yeah, so think, we'll just say that you think that you're not in your body and you wake up and you think you're out there astral traveling. It's not designed to do that, okay? That's the be here now clearing. And so you need to definitely understand that that's a clearing to be used for a physical condition. And your physical body condition would be not having your energy with you. And that's why you use the earth transport one. So maybe, you know, maybe do it once a month or something. But don't keep doing it, because then you're going to get into a situation mentally where the dark side's going to get a hold of you, because you keep focusing on one particular issue. So that's, you know, you need to be in the be here now clearing. So that's kind of, you know, how I would address that one. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron has made it very easy to access be here now clearings, and has made many free healings available to help us stay with ourselves, stay in the present moment, you know, just to, you know, be in touch with, just to get out of the energy that we're in and back into the now. And so I think if you have a tablet or a cell phone, you can still use the free sample healings. The very first one on the top is called Be Here in the Now, and each segment of it, which I think there's three, just takes 10 minutes, and you can just keep watching your phone to make sure that the light beam is up and visible, so it's working for you. And it's very effective. Some people take that with them in the car, and they keep that up in the car while they're driving, knowing that, you know, there's a chance of, alien interference while they're driving. Okay, so next question, Ron, we can move on. We've got someone going to a memorial of someone who's deceased, and they wanted your opinion. What did you think? What do you think about going to or attending a memorial, which even could be a celebration of life, doesn't necessarily have to be a sad thing, but for someone you know, like a parent or a son, so someone close. You know, we all feel obligated to go to these things. So what do you advise here, Ron?
Well, I would say that you're going to be walking into a energetic field of entities. And so you're going to be dealing with entities, probably from everybody who's there, because the person who is no longer living, all the entities that are invisible are going to be there too to mourn maybe the death of the person or, you know, whatever the celebration would be. But they're all going to be there. Are you going to be taking home something that you didn't come there with? So you need to know that. And so ideally, you know, if you could, don't go there, you know, but if it's, you know, with peer pressure or you feel obligated, you know, I guess looking at it another way, do you really have to go there? You know, is it, you know, what are you getting out of it besides entities, okay? You know, maybe you don't want to have judgment from the people around you of not showing up, but it'll be a haven for entities to hop into people's bodies, so that's what's going to happen there. So back to you.
Entities, yeah. Well, if you must go, then I do hope you have the entity whole life clearing. And maybe you can clear it out. Also, the eliminating alien attack clearing, because there's lots of times we have to go to places where we know that it's very thick with entities and just all kinds of that energy that we just feel it's heavy and we just can't avoid it. It's part of life here, and if you have a family, et cetera, you just can't avoid it sometimes. Okay, so one more announcement. Ron will have another alien Android hardware removal call Saturday the 21st. I just want to repeat that. He had one on the, when was that, Ron? On the 7th of May. And we got a very nice testimonial from someone who was on your call. This was an alien Android hardware call. It was the first time Ron had held this. Started at 10 o'clock, and apparently this person had gotten in the car and was supposed to drive somewhere to a meeting. And just to make a long story short, they got stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic. It was supposed to take an hour and 15 minutes, but it took 3 hours. And they had they could hear you through their phone in the car, through their Bluetooth, and they were on the call the entire time, even when you were taking breaks, never disconnected. They didn't want to lose connection because it was smooth sailing for them while everyone else seemed to be stressed out on the highway. I can so relate to this. And so they were with you the entire time and calm, collected, and really very appreciative that they had registered for the call. Their body felt very relaxed and rejuvenated, and it was just a very pleasant experience that, if they hadn't have been on the call at that time, they think it would have just been, you know, very difficult to get to that meeting. So they wanted to let you know that that call really helped them in more ways than you had intended.
Okay, so it looks like our show's about ready to come to an end here. So we have our 8-hour call tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. So let's do the mind and heart drop for everybody. and we'll all do it together. So we'll say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. And now we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards. Let's be out loud naturally. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. So blessings. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.